104.3 The River, the sports voice of Breckenridge County, presents Inside Tiger Nation to provide an in-depth look at events and athletics at Breckenridge County High School. This episode is brought to you by the Breckenridge County Health Department, First State Bank, and Mitch Jackson State Farm Insurance. Now, let's go Inside Tiger Nation on 104.3 The River.
A pleasant Wednesday afternoon to you. Lee Brandlett with you for another edition of Inside Tiger Nation. Back after last week's Cloverport doubleheader, we'll get back to the regular schedule. First up, talking with Breckenridge County High School Athletic Director Patrick Critchlow. And Patrick, hard to believe the basketball season is winding down after this weekend. If I'm not mistaken, just 2 weeks left in the regular season.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's hard to believe we have come to middle of February. And district tournament is right around the corner. Of course, district's at Meade County this season. And with the weather changing and it's been a little bit warmer, it just feels like basketball and tournaments and spring is right there. And it's an exciting time during this year.
When we last spoke with you, we were still, I guess, needing some clarity as far as how tiebreakers would be decided in terms of the district. Of course, the boys resolved that with the wins over Meade County and Cloverport to get the number one seed for the district tournament. Girls are still in play. Of course, the Lady Tigers got a big win here over Meade County, and now circumstances have sort of shifted with the injury to Peyton Bradley. Now we're suddenly looking at a scenario where both teams could well finish district play at 5-1. What has been decided in terms of the district ADs in terms of resolving that tiebreaker?
Yes, and we're all going by the RPI ratings, which is a formula that KHSAA has come up with, strength of schedule, who you play, and that kind of thing. And football has used it for a while now. So it looks like we will use the RPI if there is a tiebreaker, no more coin flip. And the date set on that is February 22nd. It's that Thursday of the week of the regular season, last week of regular season. Whatever our RPI and Meade County's RPI is on the 22nd is what we'll go by. That'll determine the number one seed. Of course, we need to take care of business Friday night with Hancock County. The girls do. Boys are already in a driver's seat with the number one seed, and something we have not had in several years in the boys' side of it. But yes, RPI rating come February 22nd. And we were closing in. We just looked at it. It was 0.02.
Less than a tenth of a point, I think.
So it's really, really close at this point.
And, of course, busy games, competitive schedule for both the Lady Tigers and for Meade County. We'll talk about the Lady Tigers' perspective with Coach Mormon here coming up in just a little bit. Already got an eye on the region tournaments. Patrick, we understand that there was a meeting held here recently regarding region tournaments. What can you tell us?
So region is at the Sports Center. It'll be the first week of March. And this is year one of a three-year cycle that it'll be at the Sports Center for the next three seasons. And girls state tournament first. So the girls regional tournament will be Monday, Tuesday, first rounds, and the boys will be Wednesday, Thursday. It looks like all the ADs and all the schools in the region, all 15 teams, have agreed to stream it live this year, so we're excited about something that Mr. Bennett and I offered last year, that we would stream it for free, and it was late in the year, it took a while to kind of figure things out, but as of right now, it looks like anytime, hopefully both teams will get in it, that we will stream each of the Breck County girls regional tournament games as well the boys regional tournament games on our Breck Live.
So we're looking forward to that. Of course, still a lot of business to get between now and then. I know in terms of scheduling, the boys are pretty much down to, I think, Grayson County may be the last, if not one of the last, home games. That'll be coming up on Saturday. Also, the Lady Tigers have some games coming up, but of course, a big event, big day coming up on Saturday. I've got the Kentucky Vintage Tees event, which both the Lady Tigers and the Fighting Tigers will be hosting. We'll talk more about that with the coaches and the game themselves, but also a big event, a series of games hosted here at Tiger Inn, and also I think we begin the day with a fundraiser for Coach Borman.
Yes, and we've had several parents that have helped out with this in the Commons. There'll be a chili supper for both Chad and Jenny's family, and all proceeds will go directly to them. Few silent auctions, and the school is just hosting it in the Commons. We have several of the parents taking lead on that. Valerie Tall, Kate Lucas and Katie Critchlow. So we appreciate their help and time and doing anything we can to help Chad and Jenny's family out so he can get on a quick road to recovery.
All right then, Patrick, anything we need to share with anybody while we got you here?
I don't think so. Girls senior night is next Friday. Of course, it'll be everybody. We have Caroline, and then Olivia is one of our managers, but along with our other winter teams, including cheer, and there are several other activities. We'll talk about that next week as far as senior night.
I understand also, I believe, the other event, Heroes event, I know, which Raymond is involved with. Hopefully we'll get with Raymond next week to talk more about that event coming up as well. So still some busy times as the basketball season winds down here.
Yes, and come February 15th, which is just next week, that's when the first official practice date is for baseball, softball, tennis, track, and archery and bass fishing. I know I've already had a few things, but that's the first official day, even though we've had open gyms or open opportunities. And that'll be getting started. Their events will be getting started at the end of February, early March.
Very good then, Chad. As always, thanks for the time, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Lee.
Patrick Critchlow with us at Inside Tiger Nation. Coming up, we will hear from Fighting Tiger basketball coach Jeff LaGrange and Lady Tiger coach Chad Borman as Inside Tiger Nation continues on this Wednesday afternoon here on 104.3 The River.
This is Luke Harsey, and I am a junior at Brigham County High School and the president of Tiger One Student Bank, sponsored by First Day Bank. High school students, if you are wanting to open your first checking account, look no farther than First State Bank. The minimum deposit to open the account is only $25, and First State Bank will add $50 to the account. Now that's my kind of bank.
First State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
No time requirement, funds must remain on deposit to obtain the bonus. Contact First State Bank for full terms and disclosures.
Let me ask you a question. What do you see when you look at your car? Do you just see taillights? Or do you see your dog's tail wagging when you brought him home? Mitch understands what your things really mean to you and will help you give them the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Mitch Jackson, Whitney Junker, or Leslie Emery in Hardinsburg for your home and auto insurance today at 270-580-2222. Use some of your free time at home to call and see if they can get you to a better state. State Farm.
Do you know what the Breckenridge County Health Department does? We do everything from pool inspections to site evaluations on septic tanks, the WIC program, women's health, immunizations, children and adults, disaster preparedness, and community health education, among many other things. For more information, you can call us at 270-756-5121 or go to our website, BreckenridgeCountyHealthDEPT.org.
RightIMP.com is your online source for everything you need to keep your home and property looking great. Quality mowers, gators, small tractors and generators from John Deere, chainsaws, blowers, and line trimmers from Steel, the latest John Deere clothing and toys for the kids, Honda mowers and generators, and so much more for you and your home. Please stop by one of our 15 locations throughout Kentucky and Southern Indiana. The home place, Right Implement.
With all of the devices that are and will be connected to the internet, it's crucial to have speeds that can handle the demand. Brandenburg Telecom has invested in and expanded its fiber optic network throughout Breckenridge County. Bundle 1 gig fiber speed and blast Wi-Fi service for coverage that allows you to stream, game, and work from any room in your house. Call Brandenburg Telecom at 270-580-4466 or visit them online at bbtel.com to see if fiber internet is available for your address.
Your life will never taste the same again with the Big Green Egg, available at Irvington Gas Company. The Big Green Egg is the highest quality, most versatile, and simplest to use outdoor cooker you'll ever own. The Big Green Egg is much more than just a grill. It's a complete outdoor cooking system engineered to be stronger, more durable, and provide better heat retention than any other outdoor cooker on the market. Convenience, ease of use, and fantastic cooking results truly set the Big Green Egg apart. Call Irvington Gas Company at 270-547-2455.
The Fighting Tigers play here. The sports voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to Inside Tiger Nation. We are joined by Breckenridge County Fighting Tiger basketball coach Jeff LaGrange. The Tigers back above the 500 mark at 11-10 on a season-best five-game winning streak after a double overtime win over South Spencer last night. We'll talk more about that game in just a moment. But Jeff, first off, Five in a row, season best run, back above 500. What's really been the difference here in this stretch of basketball for the Tigers?
I think for the most part, our defense, and we've talked about it a lot, trying to be a better defensive team and really make that our identity. When our defense is good, it should help our offense. And I think in the beginning of the year, it was flip-flopped, and we talked about that. We relied on our offense, and on nights where we didn't make shots and our offense wasn't good, our defense was really bad, which was a double whammy for us. We've really trying to focus the next month on hanging our hat on our defense, and on nights where our shots aren't falling, we're still going to grind out tough wins. And the nights that we are making shots, we can be pretty dominant.
Let's go back game by game on this run. We'll start first with the Meade County game, a critical one as far as the district seedings went. Thought of that game, the first half, maybe first half, little bit of the second quarter. Everybody was still emotionally still drained from the girls' game earlier. But somewhere in the third quarter, your team found itself, roared back, came back, I think, from double-digit deficit at one point, and won that game and really set you up in great position for the district seeds.
Yeah, it seems like we get off to slow starts in the first quarter of most games, and it takes us a while to get going. But I think our bench has been good, and our ability to run in guys, and we tire people out, and you don't see that right away, but it feels like in the second half, the third quarter, it seems like we're usually down 8 or 9 points, and we trim that lead. And then the fourth quarter, in a lot of games right now, we've just worn people out, and we've taken over in the fourth quarter and made our runs and came out on top.
Kind of the reverse of that, though, against Nelson County, had arguably one of your best first halves of the season, got out to the big lead, then had to sweat it out down the stretch to get a win over the Cardinals.
Yeah, we didn't play any defense in the second half. We couldn't guard anybody. They shot layups. And when you don't guard anybody and then you go down on the other end and you take quick shots, a 26-point lead can disappear pretty quick, we found out. So that's something we've talked about and we're working on now, is trying to make them move the ball, use a little clock, and then definitely us, we want them to have to play defense with the lead and get a great shot.
You mentioned running players in and out, going off the bench. I really think one of the things in this run has been the fact you've gotten several key players to stand up for you. Of course, Mercer gives you a solid night. You get a couple of big nights out of Jonah, I believe, in the Meade County game. Devin Spaulding comes up big for you. Chase comes up big in the Cloverport game. Braden Carman has a good night. And really seeing that bench, sort of really saw the effect of it in that Cloverport game where you had to go without Mercer, who was down with the bug. Got tied up early, but then went on the big run and then pretty much coasted from there.
Yeah, we trust everybody. We got capable guys, and that is a really good thing when you've got a bunch of different guys that could help you out on any given night. The big thing for us, though, is if it's not your night, there's still ways you can help us win. And defensively, you can always be good. Offensively, there's going to be some nights one guy leads us in scoring the next night. But defensively, if you're playing hard and you're connected on defense, even when it's not your night, again, we should wear people down. But I've been really pleased, and that's a good sign that we're getting that from different people, not relying on one or two guys, because that's easy to take away come tournament time. So I've been really pleased with the bench and everybody.
Before we launch into those two games with Muhlenberg, then again, South Spencer last night, that win over Cloverport allowed you to clinch the top seed for the district tournament with a game to spare. Talk about what that means, being able to pick up that number one seed going into the end of the month.
It gives you, percentage-wise, the best percentage to advance the region tournament, which is everybody's goal. We've given away some district games in the past that have come back and bit us with the seeding. So it was something we really stressed, and we didn't want to just be the one seed, though. We want to be undefeated in the district and try to be dominant in the district. So the fact that we're the one seed, we're not just satisfied with that come Friday night. We want that undefeated season in the district to get us going in the district tournament.
We'll get into the Hancock County game coming up here in just a moment. Want to wrap up, though, on the two out-of-district games. Muhlenberg County on Friday night struggled for the first part of the game, but in the fourth quarter, whereas actually I'll say as the game progressed, the offense seemed to pick up, the defense seemed to tighten down, and you get what, at least from numbers, looks like a close win over the Mustangs. Then you play the South Spencer game last night, which turns out to be a shootout that you need double overtime to finally get the win.
Yeah, I thought, again, we got off to a slow start. Not a terrible start. It just, again, somebody stretches the lead from 7-9. It felt like most of the first half. And the second half, I thought our defense was great, which kind of, again, led us the charge. We made a run. It got our offense going. We got some points off of our defense. And we made a big run and rode the momentum. I thought Mercer was really good against Muhlenberg. His defense was really good on Jernigan. And that was probably the best offensive game as far as scoring and passing that he's had. And then against South Spencer, we just didn't guard anybody. Our defense was terrible for majority of the game. And we kind of let them do whatever they wanted to. We kind of forced some shots. We're good offensively when we help each other and create shots for each other and not just stand around and stare at the ball and wait to see what the guy with the ball is going to attack and score. We've got some guys that are capable of that, but that's not when we're at our best. And I thought we got away from that against South Spencer, but we gutted it out, grinded it out somehow. I do not know how, but we found a way to win the game at the end. So we're happy not to lose that one.
That sets up the stage for a busy week upcoming for the Tigers, and we'll get right into that coming up Friday night with the chance to complete that perfect district mark against Hancock County. The Hornets right now battling with Meade County for the 2-3 situation. Looking back to the first game, as I recall, you had a great first half against the Hornets, got out to their early lead. Hancock County suddenly got hot from three down the stretch and forced overtime, and that was another game again where you gutted it out and got a win, and probably expecting another hostile reception from the Hornets when you head down there on Friday night.
Yeah, they're going to play hard. They have nothing to lose. And they probably gave that one away against us. I don't know that we won it as much as they kind of gave it. They're going to feel like they gave it away. They outplayed us for about four quarters, and we kind of got lucky in overtime. So our goal is to try to go out and be a little more physical, a little more dominant on the defensive end, and hopefully get some good shots and knock down some open shots and put a lot of pressure on them at their place. Like you said, it's going to be a hostile environment. We know we're going to get their best effort, so we've got to make sure we give our best effort.
Coming back then, you've got less than 24 hours to get ready because you're back here at Tiger Arena as part of the Kentucky Vintage Tees event, taking on a Grayson County team. And I know that's a game you would probably like to get back given what happened at the season opener, a game you were in pretty much of the way. But again, Grayson County really blew out the doors from three-point range in that game and a much-improved Tiger team. I know you're looking forward to that contest on Saturday.
Yeah, that feels like forever ago that we played them, but it was one of those first game of the season for both teams, so it's not going to be pretty, but we had our chances to win and just came up short. So we're looking forward to it. They're better, we're better, but they're a tournament team, so it's good to play a tournament team this time of year that you may see in the region tournament and kind of see where you stand against them.
Speaking of tournament team, you'll probably face another one most likely when you head down to the Sports Center on Tuesday night at Owensboro Catholic. Team got off to a slow start, but some of their kids were involved with the football team. They have now gotten things together. They're going to be very competitive down to that ninth district. Of course, they're going to have a fight between Davis County and Owensboro. Three good teams there. One of them's going home.
Yeah, Catholic's a really good team. They're a really good basketball team. Fundamentally, they're nothing really flashy. They got a bunch of basketball players out there that do the little details right, and that's what gives them a chance to be successful about against anybody they play. We'll have to, again, play defense, do the little things like boxing out and rebounding, take care of the basketball, and make some open shots. I think we'll have a chance, but they're a team where you can't just go out there and play pickup ball against. You're going to have to have a game plan and execute it and be disciplined. But, again, another good tournament team that if you want to have a chance in the region tournament, those are the kind of teams and the games you got to win. So it's a good opportunity for us to get ready for that.
Congratulations on, of course, first off, number one seed on this recent good run of play. And best of luck coming up starting Friday night with that game down at Hancock County.
Thanks, Lee. Go Tigers.
That is Breckenridge County Fighting Tiger coach Jeff LaGrange with us on Inside Tiger Nation. Coming up, the thoughts of Lady Tiger coach Chad Mormon as Inside Tiger Nation continues here on 104.3 The River.
Your good health is important to the folks at Taylor Pharmacy. They are a full-service pharmacy with a complete home health department. Diabetics can choose from a wide selection of casual, dressy, work, or tennis shoes. Also, if you're a CPAP user and need a new mask, tubing, filters, or even a new machine, give them a call at 270-756-5222, and they'll be happy to get the supplies for you. Taylor Pharmacy makes it their top priority to take care of your prescription and home health care needs. Visit Taylor Pharmacy on Fairgrounds Road in Hardinsburg and get on the right path to comfortable living.
Hello, this is Michaela Whitfield, and I am the accounting manager for Tiger One Bank, sponsored by First State Bank. Tiger One is located in the commons of Breckenridge County High School and is open every Tuesday through Friday during lunch. Students with accounts at First State Bank are now able to conduct their checking transactions at school. We also assist students of BCHS with Tiger One personal loans up to $50 upon loan approval.
Tiger One Bank, sponsored by First State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you know what the Breckenridge County Health Department does? We do everything from pool inspections to site evaluations on septic tanks, the WIC program, women's health, immunizations, children and adults, disaster preparedness, and community health education, among many other things. For more information, you can call us at 270-756-5121 or go to our website, BreckenridgeCountyHealthDEPT.org.
Joe Bennett Backhoe Plumbing and Rentals been in business since 1973 and are still going strong and growing. They carry the largest selection of rental equipment in the area. They can also take care of all your residential and commercial plumbing needs. They haul rock, install cisterns, dig footers, basements, and backfill around your home. Call 270-756-2946. That's Joe Bennett Backhoe Plumbing and Rental, located on Old Highway 60 in Hardinsburg, a proud supporter of Breckenridge County and the Fighting Tigers.
Once a Tiger, always a Tiger. Breckenridge County High School alumni Matt Mattingly and Katie Critchlow at Legacy Physical Therapy salute you, Breckenridge County, and support Breckenridge County sports. Legacy Physical Therapy is an outpatient physical therapy clinic proudly serving Breckenridge County with that Tiger pride. Located at 237 Highway 60 in Hardinsburg, Matt Mattingly and Katie Critchlow and their staff are very proud to serve their patients and their community. At Legacy Physical Therapy, they treat people, not patients.
The Fighting Tigers play here. The sports voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to Inside Tiger Nation. We are joined by Breckenridge County Lady Tiger basketball coach Chad Mormon. Lady Tigers putting together some impressive basketball here down the stretch, and they will need to continue that as they head into a very difficult series of games coming up here over the final 2 weeks of the regular season. First off, Chad, let's go back and recap the run here. Lady Tigers may be playing, I think, some of their best basketball of the season. It started with that game against Meade County on Friday night a couple of weeks ago. Lady Tigers gutted it out, got the lead, had to battle back two or three different times. But the girls came through and got you a big win that has really sort of changed the outlook of the district right now, which we'll talk more about in just a moment.
Yeah, it was really good to get that burden off our back. I mean, I think they've beaten us the last eight times. So, I mean, for us to come in, you know, I feel like we've had the better team the last year or two, but it was just kind of the fact of going out and just beating and proving it. And I feel like we finally did that, and the girls are really proud about how well they've worked in practice and, you know, and kind of got over that hump and got that off their back to, you know, defeat a very good Meade County team when Peyton was healthy there. So I was very pleased with our outcome.
I want to talk more about that situation in just a moment in terms of the flow of things. You had to come back then about 72 hours later, play a North Hardin team. Combination, I know, of what an emotional win, not only for you, but for the kids. Also, you had to go into Ratcliffe to take on what is looking like maybe one of the top teams of the fifth region on that Monday night and fell to the Lady Trojans.
Yeah, that was like a lose-lose game for us. I mean, coming off such an emotional win with Meade County, and then, you know, just, you know, everything we dealt with me and the girls, I mean, we were focused, we were ready, but we shot 31%. North Hardin shot 69%, and it wasn't a very good matchup for us. I mean, honestly, I mean, they're so athletic. They got up and down the court, and when they started making shots and we were trying to play zone man, there was nothing else we could do. And, you know, it was just kind of one of them, you just take on a chin and you learn from it and you move on.
Got a big bounce back, though. Came back about 48 hours later. Took care of Cloverport in a game. Was pretty comfortable. You were expected to win and pretty much finish the job out there to keep pace with Meade County. And we'll talk more about that situation in just a moment.
Yeah, it was good. I was glad to see the girls. They hit a lot of open shots, you know, which we've been stressing, you know, don't miss the open shots anymore. And you're kind of in that phase in the season right now where you got to play pretty efficient basketball, keep the turnovers under 10, and, you know, and knock down open jumpers. And we did that.
It was during the course of that game that Mike Carnage showed me, I guess, the Facebook post involving Peyton Bradley. For those who are not aware, we really have not had a chance to talk about it. Peyton Bradley suffered a knee injury, I believe, in the Bullet East game that occurred the same time you were playing North Hardin. Status is done for the season. While this is still a very capable Meade County team, we'll talk more about it with the Hancock County situation in a moment. Suddenly now, that really changes not only the face of the 11th District, but the 5th Region.
Yeah, it's awful. I hate it for Peyton because she's such a great kid, great family. And, you know, you don't ever want to see a kid get hurt, especially to that extent. And, you know, prayers go out to her for a quick recovery. And it's just going to be something that's going to it's going to take her a little while to get over. And, I mean, she's the best player in this region, no doubt. I mean, and she has been for the last 2 or 3 years. So that definitely changed the whole aspect of our district for sure.
And let's talk, of course, everybody has to move forward. We'll talk about that in regards to Hancock County in just a moment. Lady Tigers then came back, had a big game on Monday against Owensboro, the team that basically knocked you out last year in the region semifinals, had to come down to Tiger Arena, but you got a double-digit victory over them.
Yeah, that was, you know, the Hughes was still out, one of their guards, and another unique, so they weren't 100% healthy. But to beat an Owensboro team anytime is good for us because, I mean, they're very athletic. And, again, it's kind of like a North Hardin. We don't match up very well with them. But, again, we played disciplined basketball. We made open shots, and we executed, and we did the things that we've been doing all year, and we played good basketball. And, you know, when you get us at Tiger Arena, we're pretty good. I'm not sure how many we won straight. I think it's 14 or 15 straight we've won at home now. So it's pretty impressive for girls basketball.
The Bradley injury does change things, though, because now with both teams sitting at one loss in the district and hearing from Patrick earlier in the program, RPI is going to decide that number one seed as it stands basically on the 22nd. Quick check, I think, this morning after the games, your win, and then I think Meade County lost Owensboro at the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. They have to play Catholic next up. I think Breckenridge County is within a tenth of a point right now, so still a long way to go, but right now Lady Tigers not necessarily controlling their destiny, but all you can do right now is play hard and hope for the best and trying to get that number one seed.
Right. I mean, our main goal right now is just take care of Hancock County on Friday, then the rest will work out. You know, Owensboro Catholic did defeat Meade County last night at Meade County, so it kind of dropped the RPI. But, you know, we don't really look ahead too much right now. Let's just worry about being us and, you know, and take care of Hancock County. And, you know, you look at our schedule and Meade County's schedule the last 2 weeks of the season here, there's no gimmies left. We've got to work for everything we've got to do to get wins. And it's going to be a tough stretch here because, I mean, we got some tough games coming up, probably three of the five, six teams, top 20 in the state. So, I mean, we've loaded up for a reason to get ready for a great run.
Let's talk about that Hancock County game. This is a team the last couple of years that have played Breckenridge County very close, not only at Hancock County, but down here, played Meade County the other night. I think it was a one-point game, had a chance to win it. What is it that is so frustrating about this Hancock County team?
Yeah, House is a bulldog. I mean, she's such a great kid, great player, and you kind of know what she's going to do, but you got to stop her. And that's kind of where we've kind of had trouble in the past. You know, she gets to the free throw line so well. And, you know, Roberts is back now off ACL tears. You know, it's kind of limited minutes, but that helps kind of the leadership role. But and especially going down there, it's going to be a hostile environment. You know, we're going to have to play well. They always play well at Hancock County. So, you know, you give them 5-10 points as soon as you walk in that building for some reason. It's about like going to Meade County. So it's going to be an exciting game.
Win or lose, not much time to reflect off of that because you're right back here for part of the Kentucky Vintage Tees event that will take place at Tiger Arena, and you'll take on a very good Bethlehem team out of the 5th Region.
Yeah, that's going to be a fight. That's something that I wanted from day one whenever I did the schedule this year. I wanted to play some top teams in the state. Not knowing that Leah Macy, one of the top players in the nation, was going to be transferring like everybody else has this year. So, but I love the challenge, and our girls are up for it. And, hey, I mean, it doesn't matter. Win or lose, let's go out and play hard, and let's see where we rank with some of the other teams.
And you'll get another challenge Tuesday night, another game that you've added on to the schedule there. Henderson County comes in to Tiger Arena for a Tuesday night game. You've already got some experience under your belt with them, played a close game with them down at Scottsville. I think Lady Colonels won by three. Looking again at another tough Henderson County team, maybe a chance to get some payback here in that game Tuesday night.
Yeah, with us losing the Evansville Rights game, we wanted to pick up a game there. We only had Assumption coming up the rest of that week. But, yeah, Henderson County team, our girls, once we mentioned it to them about losing a game and picking them up, they were pretty excited because that was a game at Allen County Scottsville we should have won. We were up 10, 11 points, you know, third, fourth quarter, and kind of let it slip away from us, you know. And ever since that game, we've been a different team. I think we've won, I'd have to go back and look, 8 of the last 10 maybe since the Henderson County loss maybe. But yeah, well, we're excited because anybody that comes into here, I feel like we got a good chance of winning.
Coach, by now, I guess everyone has heard about the issues regarding your health. It's been a story. I know it's been picked up regionally as well. A lot of things are going on. I guess I would just want to offer you an opportunity here to express your appreciation. You've had a lot of well wishes, a lot of support, not only personally, but for the team as well. Just want to give you a chance here to express your appreciation and anything you'd like to say to the folks who've been so supportive here the last few weeks and months.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Lee. Look, I've been diagnosed with cancer. I start chemo on Thursday. Today is Wednesday, yes, tomorrow. I got a 56-week run with chemo here, so I'm going to beat cancer. We live in a great community, Lee, and everybody has been very great to me and my family. And I just appreciate everybody that everybody's done for us. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it, Coach. And Chan, as always, if there's anything you need as far as us from the station there, by all means, please let us know. We're there with you. We're thinking about you. Congratulations on this recent run of luck. Best of luck not only coming up in this stretch of games, but also in that road ahead to recovery there.
All right. Appreciate you, Lee.
Breckenridge County Lady Tiger Coach Chan Moorman with us at Inside Tiger Nation. We will wrap up the program coming up in just a moment here on 104.3 The River.
Hello, this is Carly Greenwell, and I'm a junior at Breckenridge County High School and a teller for Tiger One Student Bank, sponsored by First State Bank. First State Bank would love to assist high school students with opening their first checking account. The minimum deposit to open the account is $25, and First State Bank adds a $50 bonus. Now that's my kind of bank.
First State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
No time requirement, funds must remain on deposit to obtain the bonus. Contact First State Bank for full terms and disclosures.
Do you know what the Breckenridge County Health Department does? We do everything from pool inspections to site evaluations on septic tanks, the WIC program, women's health, immunizations, children and adults, disaster preparedness, and community health education, among many other things. For more information, you can call us at 270-756-5121 or go to our website, BreckenridgeCountyHealthDEPT.org.
It's not just a home or a car. It's the 6 months that you've saved for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for football season. And the overtime you worked for that third car so your team can drive themselves to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Mitch Jackson sees your home and car as things that you work really hard for. Mitch understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Mitch Jackson, Whitney Junker, or Leslie Emery in Hardinsburg for your home and auto insurance today at 270-750-2222. Use some of your free time at home to call and see if they can get you to a better state. State Farm.
The Fighting Tigers play here. The sports voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to Inside Tiger Nation. About to wrap things up for this Wednesday afternoon. You heard it mentioned in the program, the chili fundraiser raffle and bake sale that's coming up on Saturday as part of the Kentucky Vintage Tees Classic Tournament out at Breckenridge County High School. Proceeds raised will help Coach Lady Tiger Coach Chan Moorman, recently diagnosed with cancer. If you could make your way out, getting underway at 11 on Saturday morning, I'm sure Coach Moorman and his family, along with Tiger Nation, would greatly appreciate it. That will take care of today's program. We'll talk with you again on the Friday afternoon when the Tigers take on Hancock County. Coverage gets underway around 5:15 with the girls tip-off at 5:30. So until Friday afternoon, Lee Bramlett saying so long for now. You've been listening to Inside Tiger Nation on the sports voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River.
Inside Tiger Nation has been brought to you by Mitch Jackson State Farm Insurance, First State Bank, and by the Breckenridge County Health Department. This has been a presentation of 104.3 The River, the sports voice of Breckenridge County.